Thank you so much for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please get your zip code to pull up your account?
19390.
And that was 19390?
Yes.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Clifton Johnson.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, can you verify your address for me?
112 Rose Hill Avenue, West Grove, PA.
Okay, thank you for verifying that.
Mm-hmm.
I do see here that you have our ultra testo and ultra nitric oxide. How can I help you?
I just want to make sure I'm not getting any more.
Okay. Well, what you do have right now, Mr. Johnson, you do have a 14-day trial, and your trial will end in about 2 days, 2-3 days.
Okay. So can I do something so I, you know, I don't want to.
No, Mr. Johnson, I don't want you to leave. I'm going to cry. No,
I'm
kidding.
A 99-year-old man. I got it. Okay.
Did you get a chance to go ahead and try out both of the testosterone and the nitric oxide?
Yeah. Here's my thing. Over the past maybe, because I own boxing gyms, so I've always tried this stuff. And every time you get one, it looks exactly like the pill that they sent before with a different name. And I'm always curious to see, oh, maybe this time it'll be different. But it hasn't been different. It's been the same.
Have you been consistent with both of them?
Yes. Yes. I'm not even talking about it working for me or anything, but it's, why is it so that the pills are exactly the same, but just different names to them every time you get a bottle of the stuff?
Now, I'm not sure, Mr. Johnson. I don't do the making of those capsules for you. Now, being that the products are all natural, some of them do have different ingredients in them. They may look similar, but they do have different ingredients. So one particular brand may have an extra amount of this type of herb or an extra amount of this type of herb versus a different brand.
Okay. Well, you know what? You sound like a very attractive young lady and a very smart one, because that was a very good answer, and I appreciate the explanation.
Okay, no problem. Now, that's one explanation as far as to it. You know, that's just like bread in the store. You know, everybody has their different bread, but I know there's like 30 different kinds of bread that you can get, but all of them are still bread.
Right.
So it's up to you as to for, you know, you have to keep trying them until you figure out which one is specifically designed for you.
Okay.
Because it's all natural. And again, it does take some time for it to build up into your system. And that's based upon your metabolism and your age. You know, if you have a faster metabolism, of course, it's going to go through your system easier. But if you do have a slower metabolism, of course, it's going to take it a little bit for you to be consistent with it, as well as, you know, consistency as far as timing and also how you're exercising and also how you are eating. All of that plays a factor into boosting your metabolism up.
Okay. Then that's what I want to do. I want to go ahead and try it and use it and add it to my workouts and everything, and we'll see. But in the meantime, I don't want to get charged for another one in case it doesn't.
No problem. I got you. Now, again, your trial is set to end. You placed your order on the 27th, so your trial will end actually tomorrow. But I can extend your trial out for you an additional 20 days, so that allows you some time to go ahead and finish up the rest of the product that you do have. So by the time you get close to September the 30th, you should be almost done. And then if you do decide or not, if you don't want to proceed or do want to proceed, you can close out your account at that time. But it gives you that additional 20 days without incurring any additional charges.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Okay. Well, give me just a second and I'll go ahead and get your account updated on that as well. Okay.
Okay.
But so far as you've taken it, you haven't seen any results so far, or have you noticed any slight change?
I haven't noticed any change. Now, understand, too, that like I said, I've had gyms forever. So I 25 years ago, I was a bodybuilding champion and a boxer and all that stuff. So I know changes, and I know changes that happen because of things that I do, and I know changes that happen because of things that I add.
Mm-hmm.
And thus far,
are you right now on a high protein diet?
I would say yes.
So you eat a lot of chicken and broccoli?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
I eat chicken almost
every day. Cut it down a little bit. It's the chicken. Chicken. You got too much protein going on.
So it's the chicken. So I should cut off of some of the chicken.
I don't want you to cut it out because I don't want you to mess up your diet, but just slack up off the chicken a little bit.
Okay. All right. I can do that because I'm willing to give it a shot. Yeah. That, if you think that's – I'm sorry. I have too much protein.
Yeah, just a little bit too much.
Okay.
Because you're pretty much putting more emphasis in your muscles versus your overall. I'm trying to see how I can explain it. How your overall stamina, instead of you just strictly concentrating, because again, you're in the gym, you're active all the time, so you're pretty much concentrating on your muscles. You want to do like an overall. I can't get the words out for it to explain it to you.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go with I need to back off some of the chicken. I mean,
yeah, just back off on the chicken a little bit. And also, how much water are you drinking a day?
Oh, I drink plenty of water.
Are you drinking a gallon or more?
At least a gallon.
Can you guarantee a gallon?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a reason for it. I had an iced tea, iced tea fetish all last year, and it almost killed me.
I hope you're carrying around a jug with you.
Yes. Now I've given up iced teas and I drink all water.
That's good. Good. So, and I'm almost done updating your account for you, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Nice talking to you. And appreciate you helping.
No worries, because I want you to see those results, because, I mean, we have a lot of customers that are doing excellent on it.
Okay. Well, I want to see it, too. I don't want to not believe it. You know, that's not where my mind is.
And then this is what I'll also do for you, Mr. Johnson. Now, in the event that you do feel like you want to proceed beyond September the 30th, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll add my employee discount, which is 50% off. So if you do decide that you want to go ahead and proceed with your products beyond September the 30th, you'll automatically get it at a 50% discounted price, okay?
Wow, that's very generous of you. Thank you.
No problem. But again, just make sure that you set yourself that reminder that if you do not wish to continue on, just make sure that you give us a call back on or before September the 30th.
Okay. Yes, I'll do that.
All right, Mr. Johnson, I do have everything all updated for you. Is there anything else that I may assist you with today?
No, I greatly appreciate your assistance. And
no problem. I look forward to hearing back to you as far as you calling me back to say, you know what, I'll go ahead and proceed with my next month's shipment.
So wait, how do I get directly with contact with you?
Now I don't have a direct line, but 9 times out of 10, if you already called me, it'll probably direct it back to me. But in the event that you don't, we still do have wonderful customer service agents that will be more than happy to go ahead and further assist you. Now, I do have your account updated as far as that additional time on there for you up until September the 30th. And they also know that I am offering my employee discount of that 50% off if you do want to go ahead and proceed beyond September 30th.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you again, Mr. Johnson, for calling customer service. It was my pleasure assisting you. You have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.